Star 94.1, and we welcome Patty Webster. Patty, how are you?
I'm good, AC. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Good. You have written a new book.
Yes.
It Happens in Church?
Yes, it's called It Happened in Church, Stories of Humor from the Pulpit to the Pews.
Tell us about It Happened in Church.
Well, it's just a collection of stories that I gathered from friends and family members and pastors and church members across the country, and just funny stories that literally happened in church, whether it's someone limboing under a church rope or a preacher's teeth falling out while he was preaching. It's just a collection of stories that are sort of pulled together at the end by reflection on how that story and how laughter can be related to our everyday lives and in our walk with Christ.
Why is it that I don't want to say for the most part, but a lot of Christians think you have to be so stoic and Christians don't have fun?
You know what? I really don't know. I think that it's just a misnomer about Christianity. I think it's just the whole righteous and holiness attributes of a walk and a life of God, with God. I think that people just look at it that you can't do anything. It's a whole lot of don'ts. You can't, and at the end of it all, people that follow the principles of God and Jesus Christ can have fun. We laugh all the time, especially in church. And I think it's just, you know, people look at us all wrong. You know, they think that we just can't do anything, and that's not the case at all.
When you put the book together, It Happened in Church, what made you want to put together such a book like this?
Well, I think it first started in my prayer. I was a few years ago. I was in prayer at home, and I felt that the Lord dropped it in my spirit to do. I come from a very humorous family. We are known for our laughter and our comedy, whether it be dry or boisterous. And I think that laughter is such a healing balm. It just changes your life. It can change a situation. It can, you know, put the troubles behind you, even if it's just for a moment. I literally have, and truth be told, a laugh box at my house that's old I Love Lucy's and Andy Griffiths and old TV shows that when I'm having a bad day or if I just need to just, you know, lighten up a little bit, I'll pull that out and watch some stuff so that I can just forget about my trouble sometimes. And I think it's just necessary for anybody. You know, it's been proven medically that laughter can heal, and it you know, a good heart does a life merry, and a good laugh does it that way as well.
Is it important for Christians to be able to laugh and sometimes laugh at themselves?
I think it is. I think it's important for everyone to laugh and laugh at themselves. And, you know, we take life so seriously, and there's so much going on, especially in the world today with the economy and gas prices and the recession and, you know, Wall Street. It's just that we have to, you know, realize that, you know, although life is serious and that we have to live daily, that we don't have to just let it get us down, that we can laugh a little bit, we can just, you know, enjoy life and look at our problems through different eyes.
In your book, what are some things that happen in church that you want us to look out for?
Oh, I think, you know, you have those stories about the prophets that may have had a healing service but no one gets healed. And there's a story I have about a prophet that had a healing service, and he had asked those who wanted to see or get 20/20 vision to come up to the altar, and they all came to the altar, and he told them to put their contacts or their glasses down on the altar, and he would pray the prayer of faith. And so they did that in obedience, and after they did that, he stomped on all of them, literally stomped on them, and prayed the prayer of faith. Now, those... some walked away with sight, and some did not. Some still could not see, so they're stumbling back to their seats. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just, it's funny, but it's not funny at the same
right.
time. Because I always say that, well, God forbid those that had to drive home that didn't have their glasses anymore. But it was just something you didn't expect to see. And the Lord let me see that it wasn't that the prophet got it wrong. It was that it was the activation of the faith of those that came to the altar. They
right.
had to believe that God could do it.
That
and
it.
In the Bible, when Jesus healed, he always, most times he would say, thy faith has made thee whole.
That's true.
And it's all about the activation of our faith. So the Lord will allow me to take a humorous situation in church and bring it into a place that we can see God even through that.
Our guest is Patty Webster. The book, It Happened in Church. Who would you like to pick up your book and read?
I would love everybody to pick it up, young, old, you know, every age, every nationality. I think that everyone can find something in this book. I think that we have stories about from kids to grandmothers to, you know, to myself, to my family, to just everyday people. And I think so many people have been born and raised in the church. Most people that I've talked to said, listen, I didn't write a story, but I can relate to some of these stories because they happened in my church. So I think that everybody has something that's happened in their life that's humorous, and it may have been humorous in a situation or at a place that you really don't think you should be laughing, but you can't help it. I mean, and most people tell you you shouldn't be laughing in church, but there's sometimes you just can't help it. If a preacher is preaching and his teeth fly out of his mouth, it's just funny. It's just funny. Whether you laugh then or whether you laugh when you go home, you're going to laugh.
That's true. It happened in church. There's so many things that do happen in church that are funny. Like you say, they're funny, but not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the seriousness of the church and, you know, why some Christians take church so serious. And some just can't laugh. Before I was saved, I didn't think Christians had fun.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got saved, I'm having more fun now than I had when I wasn't saved.
I'm telling you, I believe Christians are really a fool. I know someone asked me, why did I have Pastor Donnie McClurkin write the foreword? And I said, as great as a preacher as he is, as awesome as a singer, songwriter, pastor, he is probably one of the funniest persons I have ever met in my life. Dropped down. I tell him all the time he missed his calling. He should have been a comedian. Because he is hilarious. Ty Tribbett's another one. Ty is crazy.
Is he?
Yeah. Ty is as serious as he is about the Word of God. And don't get me wrong, when it comes to the Word of God and living a holy life and following after the principles of God, that's the most serious thing, the most serious decision that we'll ever make in our lives. But I believe Jesus had fun. I mean, he went to a wedding. His first miracle was at a wedding. So obviously he went out and socialized. He wasn't always, you know, in the church and, you know, telling the Sadducees and the Pharisees that they were vipers. You know, he obviously had to have some kind of fun. He ate, you know, he went to weddings, he, you know, walked among the streets, and, you know, I think that we have to mirror our lives after the principles of God, but also see that God created laughter, and he obviously created for every man, not just for some men, for all of us. So it's not to be, I think that people think that laughter should not be inside the sacred walls of a church, and I totally disagree.
Our guest, Patty Webster. Patty, you're also a publicist.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw some names around for a little bit. Halle Berry.
Well, her name is actually Halle Berry.
Oh, like Halle Berry.
Halle, but it's
okay.
Halle.
Okay.
I met Halle years ago now through a mutual friend of ours, and she and I worked together on introducing Dorothy Dandridge for HBO, and we just became really good friends, and we didn't work together that long, you know, a couple of years, but we've maintained a really great friendship, and I just adore her like a sister, and I think she's one of the nicest people in Hollywood. You know, I think that you don't get a lot of genuineness when you go into that world, into that celebrity world, but she is truly one of the most genuine people that I have ever met, and she has proven herself to be not just a great client, but a really good friend.